This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the WPGM Community Forum. We are glad to have you along today as we talk to the director of Father's Hope. Father's Hope is an organization that has been around our valley for a number of years now, well over a decade, if I am correct. We'll check with Kevin in a moment to get all the specifics. But Kevin has been running this mission that benefits orphans in various ways. It's changed over the years, but Kevin is here to update us on all that is going on with Father's Hope. Kevin, thanks for joining us on the program. Kevin, Father's Hope started over a decade ago, if I'm remembering correctly.
That's correct. It started in 2012 after a 2011 mission trip I took to Honduras and visited an orphanage there and then took a subsequent trip in 2012.
Okay. And it started as sort of focused on taking stuffed animals to the orphanages, but has morphed and grown since then. But if you could give us that story, first of all, of how you were first inspired.
Sure. I went with a church group from Revival Tabernacle Church in Watsontown. I wasn't attending the church at the time. I do attend there now, but had gotten to know the pastors through some community involvement, and they invited me to go along on the trip. The mission trip contained all sorts of different ministry components, but on our first full day there, we visited an orphanage, Oasis de Amor. It was actually about this time of year in 2011 the trip occurred. And I think about this every year, this week especially, and think about it often because a little boy there totally changed my life. I was taking photos of everybody in our group interacting with all of the other children. The orphanage visit was actually the one part of the trip I wasn't so sure about, so it was ironic in a God way that it happened the way that it did. So I was just kind of kneeling down, taking photos of everybody in the group, interacting with the kids. All of a sudden, a little boy just sat down on my knee and just stayed with me the entire time that our group was at the orphanage. Looked at photos of myself later that people had taken of me with the boy, and I said, I've never seen myself look that happy before. The kids are just filled with so much joy at this orphanage, and then you realize that Honduras is one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere, and they're really in an area, and you think their parents abandoned them, their parents died, so there's just various reasons why these kids are there, and just thinking about this little boy, our group left the orphanage at the end of our time there that day, and I was sitting in a window seat on the bus we were traveling in. All the kids were outside, and I could just see this kid's eyes watching me as the bus drove off. So I'm thinking about this for the next year, thinking about this boy, just thinking about the kids at Oasis and how happy they are with how little they have, and the fact that they must be dealing with so much knowing that they're in the situation that they're in. So we go back the second year to Oasis, and again, the kids there just really captured my heart. Something I'd been thinking about for a year is, what can we do to show these kids that somebody loves them, somebody thought about them? Came up with the idea to collect small stuffed animals to be shipped, to be sent with groups traveling on mission trips to orphanages around the world, and it really took off pretty quickly. I started connecting with people that were traveling, and they knew what I had come to realize was the power of a stuffed animal. It just does something to children, especially these children that have so little. They've been abandoned by their parents have passed away, whatever the situation is. So just started connecting with people, sending stuffed animals, very generosity from the community in central Pennsylvania that's contributed stuffed animals, contributed funds. I've been able to make multiple trips back to Oasis de Amor and have helped them with different projects. We purchased a bus for them a few years ago, have purchased playground equipment. So since 2011, we've been able to send over 30,000 stuffed animals to, I believe, more than 30 different countries now, and just really a testament to God's power, to the way that people contribute, and just the doors he opens and the people that he connects you with. And I have gotten so many photos back, so many stories back, just how touched the kids were to receive these stuffed animals. And it's really grown that within the last year, we were able to complete another project, which was again, because of a stuffed animal delivery. And that's a really interesting story we'll get into here in a couple of minutes.
All righty. And it's always fascinating to me how that one little boy, it's like, it was like almost like Father's Hope was founded in a second, but then it took a year to kind of germinate the idea.
So, yeah, so God really worked on me over that year's period of whether I should move forward with the project. You know, life's busy. Is this something I'm called to do? But God calls the people that he needs for missions. He calls everybody to do his work, really. And he gives people specific missions. And I came to realize just so many things that were quote-unquote coincidences, but they really weren't, occurred over that year. It was God preparing me, setting things up. He introduced me to multiple people who were on mission trips to orphanages, had a pastor give me a prophetic word or two that really confirmed a lot of things.
Have you seen specific instances? I mean, like you mentioned, seeing the, you know, pictures with the kids looking happy, but are there specific kind of tangible evidence that keeps you coming back to continue this?
Yeah, so two stories really come to mind, actually three, and I want to talk about our Uganda project in a few minutes, but two stories really come to mind. One of the first places that we sent stuffed animals to late in 2012 was a ministry organization working with children in an orphanage in Haiti, shipped the stuffed animals to them, got an email back from somebody from their U.S. office in Miami right after we sent them, and tears welled up in my eyes when I read this. It just really hit me. What she said in her email was, and it was around Christmas time in 2012 that we sent these, she said, she wrote in her email that many of these children have never received a toy of any kind in their lives. This was the first toy that they received. And more than receiving a toy, they knew that somebody somewhere thought enough of them to send this gift to them. So that really stuck out. The other story was on one of my trips to Oasis de Amor. One of the little boys at the orphanage asked me in Spanish if I would be his father. I don't speak a lot of Spanish, so honestly, I couldn't answer the boy either way, just because there's would be so many barriers to making that happen, given my situation in the United States and just the difficulties of adopting from Honduras. So I just pretended like I didn't understand him, but that still haunts me probably 10 years or more later that this boy asked if I'd be his father.
Wow. Yeah, that's, powerful stuff when it kind of brings into focus the disparity between the U.S. and some of these countries.
Yeah, the kids there have very little, yet they're very happy. Yet you can tell that they're really touched when they realize that somebody thought of them. I mean, it's more than giving somebody a toy. It's making these kids realize that, hey, they're special. Somebody somewhere realized that. And just the feedback I've gotten back, the kids really do realize that it's more than a toy that they're getting. So the toys have really opened up opportunities for other projects. I mentioned some of the Oasis projects that we've done. We've been able to every year, it's at least 5 or 6, I think maybe even 7 or 8 years now, we've provided the yearly food budget for an orphanage in Myanmar that we were connected with. And by the yearly food budget, last year I sent them like $800, and that's food budget for the year is all they needed to cover that. So we've been able to support efforts like that, hope to keep up our Myanmar support again this year. Going to need some contributions to help with that. We've also done some things for kids in the local communities. We every year partner with a church in the Watsontown area, actually volunteers from the church do an angel tree project, and we help to buy some supplemental gifts to give to those kids. So have really making sure we have that local component going. This year we got a grant from the Mifflinburg High School Youth and Philanthropy Program to fund that effort. So we're very thankful for that and have received grant funding over the years from some other of the youth and philanthropy groups for that project as well. So the other big story that really shows the power of a stuffed animal and the connections you can make through a stuffed animal, a number of years ago, we sent stuffed animals to a lady in Uganda who we were connected with I don't even remember who connected me with her. It was somebody in one of our local communities somewhere. So we sent stuffed animals to this lady's orphanage group, and a little over a year ago, actually probably a year and a half ago, I heard from this lady again, hadn't had connections with her since then. She reached out to me. She said the children at her orphanage are now making stuffed animals as a fundraiser to help raise funds for her orphanage. And she wondered if I would like to buy stuffed animals from her, and she would ship them to me in the United States to distribute to wherever I deem necessary. So I thought about this a while, and it really didn't make economic sense to have stuffed animals shipped from made in Uganda, shipped to the United States to be delivered somewhere else. It was just very cost prohibitive to do something like that. But I realized the pastor of my church, Revival Tabernacle, James Bond, has a lot of connections with folks in Uganda and Africa. He's working with a lady, Angela McNally, who's involved with an organization, Operation Nine Villages, who works in Uganda and Africa. So I reached out to Pastor Bond, and I asked him if he knew of anybody in or if his contact knew of anybody in Uganda that we could have the stuffed animals made at the Uganda orphanage delivered to other children in poverty, other orphans in Uganda. So he connected me with Angela, and as it turned out, she knew of a Pastor Bernard who operated a Noah's Ark Christian school at this very remote village in Uganda. Now, Uganda is also a big country, so you have to realize the logistics of getting stuffed animals from one place to another, given that it's really rural and remote there. Well, it turned out Pastor Bernard was located very close to where the lady who reached out to me about the stuffed animals was. So I interacted with her and purchased the stuffed animals from her orphanage. So making that contribution to them, which is benefiting her orphanage, she in turn delivered the stuffed animals to Pastor Bernard and his Christian school. The videos I got back from that, the images, just really moving, just how excited the kids were. These are kids that are going to school in a school that's basically sticks and palm tree branches covering the school, if you will. So just kids living in extreme poverty, they're getting this gift delivered to them, and just realizing that you helped actually an orphanage with some funding delivering these stuffed animals was just amazing to think that, to think of our donors who contributed money to us to make that happen. So I thought that's where that story would end, that, hey, we did this pretty cool thing, benefited an orphanage, delivered some gifts, some love to some children in a remote village. Ended up having some communications, some online communications with Pastor Bernard following that donation. He's thanking me for what we did. And just given the communications was where we're communicating with and some accents, it was a bit hard to understand some things that were being said. But I thought he mentioned to me in our conversation that he dreamed of one day building an orphanage to go along with his Christian school. So I reached back out to Angela from Operation Nine Villages and asked her to confirm this, and she confirmed it. He's a great Christian pastor. She confirmed the legitimacy of his ministry, the legitimacy of what he does, and just confirmed a lot of things about him. So we had some back and forth conversations. He sent me the plans that he had drawn up for the orphanage, very detailed plans, very, very specific plans. He sent me the cost estimates. But in his plans, the last two steps of his plan were to bring electricity to his village because he had no electricity where he is at his church, at his school. And the final phase was to bring water, to have a well drilled for them to use for the orphanage. And as I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, the infrastructure should be in place before the construction begins. And just looking at the numbers that he gave me, it only cost $1,000 to bring electricity to this remote village in Africa, which that just blew me away. Fortunately, or a little earlier in the year, I had received a $1,000 donation from a church that I had spoken at in the Danville area. And so I had $1,000 in hand. So immediately we brought electricity to his school, his church, the folks connected with his houses to bring the well, because you need water. I mean, water's so crucial. And in talking with Angela, she told me that the kids that attend his school they're getting very sick because they don't have access to clean water. people are walking miles in this village just to get clean water back. Just a really sad situation, and just knowing that, that this is something crucial that they need before they have their actual buildings and can move forward with the orphanage. So got the price estimates back. It was more than what we had in our funds at the time. It was about a $4,000 to $6,000 estimate to drill a well for them. But as God works, just started spreading the word of what we were doing. Pretty soon, a couple of generous donors and numerous other donors stepped up. And within a few months, we had the funds to drill a well for them. And just amazing that God poured out these blessings for these people. And this is something they had been praying for. They had been looking for. They've been putting their trust in God that this would happen. And several months ago, we were able to make this happen and have a well drilled at this village. It ended up being about $6,400 total. There were some expenses that he hadn't. He had wanted to do the well a little differently, and Angela had done wells at multiple other sites in Africa or in Uganda, and she knew the best way to do the well, so it would be smooth, that it would be long lasting, and we went with that. And just again, some amazing videos, some amazing photos. I still get messages from Pastor Bernard just how life changing this is. Angela's mentioned that it's actually a ministry point for him. He's going to reach people with the message of Jesus. So people that maybe aren't churched are going to come to the well for water, and he starts to minister to them. So just an amazing thing, an amazing outgrowth of Father's Hope that we've been able to do. Saitar still hopefully helping him with the orphanage construction. It's about more than construction, though. You need to make sure it's sustainable. His estimates that he had given me were about $20,000 for construction. I'm thinking it will probably be double that to do it right and to also set them up so it's long lasting. So that's kind of where we're at right now, kind of strategizing what can we do to help Pastor Bernard with this orphanage. And if it's God's will, it will happen. The doors will open up, and it'll happen in God's time, and we have confidence and faith in that.
And so many changes over the years. I mean, from the stuffed animals to wells, and is that something when you started it, did you foresee that, or was it sort of organically just occurred and you took each step as it came?
Yes, all around the answer to that. Kind of in the back of my mind, I thought there was the potential there to do more than stuffed animals, but at the same time, wasn't sure how it would happen, how things would unfold, and just step by step, God's allowed things to happen in the right timing, in His timing, and He's allowed these doors to open for us to do these things. And there have been projects I've pursued that I think were my ideas that just didn't work out for whatever reasons, and I've come to realize that God's ideas always work, and you have to go with it, and you have to follow Him and follow those ideas. He'll open up the specific doors of what's needed to accomplish things, just like this well construction project. And I have so many stories from just of how the exact donations have come in for exact projects that's just mind-boggling and exciting, and God just always provides exactly what's needed and in the perfect times.
And what can people do listening if they would like to assist, whether it be volunteering or donations, or just give us an idea of what listeners can do to become involved?
So the biggest thing that I've found is prayer. Prayer opens so many doors. So I would just appreciate continued prayers for Father's Hope. I know I have Pastor Bernard and his folks in Africa are praying for Father's Hope, is just the general mission, not how it would impact them. So prayers are always amazing and helpful. Folks can follow the Father's Hope Facebook page. If anyone knows of grant sources, significant grant sources and even small grant sources to help with African orphanage construction, I would love to hear from them. And of course, donations. Father's Hope is a 501c3 nonprofit. Got that designation, I think it was 2013, so donations are tax deductible. We can receive grants from foundations, so individual contributions, no amounts too small. I once at a fundraiser had a kid give a donation of like 25 cents or something like that. And that's just as touching as the $500 donation that I got several several weeks ago. So donations are always appreciated. Donations can be sent to 518 Center Street, Milton, PA, 17847. We do have a Father's Hope Facebook page. People can log on to that for more information and to see photos of things we've done in the past and some examples of some of our many projects. There is an email if folks have sources for grant funding. I'm happy to go out and speak to church groups, organizations. They can reach out to me through my email, which is fathers.hope@gmail.com. And I always just love even just talking to people and tell them what God's done through Father's Hope. That's exciting to me. Always looking to make connections with people traveling on mission trips that we could send stuff to animals to, and people that want to partner with us financially, or even people that can, like I said, people that can suggest grant sources for African orphanage construction.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.